have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally, The Rock has come back home.
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not down with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Super Kick Hot Tag!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
Welcome, everyone, to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. It's Scotty Villa. It's Monday Night Mike. It is UK Tom. The gang is all here once again to talk pro wrestling with you, the listeners. Guys, how are you?
Swell. Nice. Tom?
Just fucking spit.
It's going to be a good episode.
Man, I should maybe redo that. It's Scotty Villa. It's Monday Night Mike. It's Toyota Tom.
Woo!
Here we fucking go, guys. Before we get into the pro wrestling, I just want to say, hey, I love you guys. This is a fun show.
Hey, yeah. Cue the monster mash in right here,
motherfucker.
Thanks for listening. Fuck you.
Yeah.
To wrap this
love
show
you
up.
Too, Scotty. Love you as well, Tom. Both Toyota and UK varieties.
Tom.
Yes.
Do you have your soda pop with you?
I have a whole fridge behind me.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, good.
Listen, God forbid we worry. Fuck me, I guess.
It's all I ever do. I got a heart murmur because of it.
That's why you got the heart
my
murmur.
Heart.
Yeah. Definitely not anything to do with diet, that's for sure.
Hey, chicken fries?
Yeah. Oh, you got some? Let's go.
Is Scotty be a special? We're talking a double cheese with chicken fries on it? Mm.
I've so never good. Had chicken fries.
Dude, well, tip number one, always say, can I get a fresh order of chicken fries?
You gotta be fresh.
And they'll say, can you wait 3 to 5 minutes? Always just say, yes, I can. And then it's worth it every time.
And they're choked. They're like, oh, fuck.
Absolutely. Not only do they have to make fresh order of chicken fries, too, they've now got to exit their store to walk over to me because I'm parked up ahead. It's a whole thing. But you know what?
They'll do it.
No. They'll do it. They gave me 2 crowns the last time I was there.
The new ones, though.
No. The gold ones are back.
Well, perfect.
Yeah.
The gimmick returns. Hey, then.
That's right.
Gimmick returns.
We have CWE in 2 weeks.
That's
perfect timing.
The gimmick returns.
And I got a Halloween bucket. So there you go. There you go. My local BK treating me right. You hear that, Wendy's?
Whoa,
you hear that?
Whoa, careful. This isn't Subway not making a chicken pizzola. You can't just throw shade at Wendy's.
Look, I'm not throwing shade at Wendy's, but the last time we were all together, the order got a little messed up. Wasn't happy about it. But I will say I've had Wendy's since then, and it's phenomenal. I think it should be the official burger of the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast, if I'm being honest.
I mean, a couple of Dave's doubles goes a long way.
Oh, a long way. Yeah. A long way. The chicken sandwich is so good.
I don't know. Maybe I've had a spicy chicken sandwich there. I'm not getting the spicy chicken at Wendy's the chicken sandwich.
Just get the chicken sandwich. Chicken sandwich is great at Wendy's.
I mean, Dave's double. chili do, cheese fries.
No, do what I do. Do both a Dave double and a chicken sandwich.
I'm trying to avoid a heart murmur.
I'm still all about the Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, you're living the.
I am in on the Jersey Mike's.
It's a shame.
Yeah,
I'll never.
I wasn't gonna wait. Ain't no way I was gonna wait when we went that day.
I order on the app and just walk in and pick it up.
They're opening one up in the South End, so maybe some of that clientele will die down in the East End there for you, pal.
I hope so.
I believe so. It wouldn't surprise me if there's another one popping up in the North End as well. But Wendy's, if you're out there, like Mike said, Dave's double. Can't beat it.
That's right.
Can't beat it. So good. So good. Okay. Well,
what are we here to talk about?
The Graps. Wrestling.
Did any of that actually happen recently?
That's right.
Yeah. We've got two shows, two WWE shows that were pure wrestling. Saturday Night's Main Event had four big matches. Monday Night Raw was loaded with professional wrestling matches. So we're doing all right, fellas. We're doing all right. Let's pull the reins back a little bit. Okay.
All right.
The clouds are parting. A little bit of sunshine's about to come in. It's time to embrace.
Perfect.
Time to embrace it.
Okay.
Monday Night Raw was pretty wrestling heavy, and I was very happy about it.
Right? Exactly. The format of Saturday Night Main Event has changed. It's much better. This past Saturday Night Main Event was much better.
No.
100%. You can't even deny that. You hated the format where it was a ton of wasted time, commercials and mid-matches. We didn't get that.
I did like that there was no commercials during the matches.
Which was your biggest gripe.
That was my second biggest gripe. My biggest gripe was that Saturday Night's Main Event is a fucking waste of time.
Well, where have you guys been? Holy shit. You're lucky I had to work and watch that thing. Because I would have been watching that in 90 seconds. I'll tell you what.
I disagree. I thought we got a fun night of four
fucking
matches.
Shut up.
I'm sorry. Am I the only one on this show that enjoyed the triple threat match? Or was
that
a was nothing
good.
Burger? Was that
that oof? Was good.
Was that nothing? It was a fun little match. We got to see the real Jade Cargo come out and dominate what we've wanted since day one. Was that nothing? Was that fluff? No. That's what we wanted.
But the two world title matches, fucking garbage.
I wasn't talking about those two matches.
With the exception, hey, Scott, you like this? Scott, you'll like this. I got something nice to say about Cody.
What's that?
His bump through the announce table was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
That was awesome.
It was.
Everything else about that match.
Hold on, before you say it.
Fucking garbage.
Before you, okay, you said it. That's fine. That's fine. I
get
will.
Out of the bag. It was garbage.
I found it to be a lackluster match. I liked the stipulation going in.
I like that.
I liked that we saw a lot of the things that we've seen in the past when you're trying to get your opponent disqualified so he loses the title. We knew that was coming. And then after that, it just kind of became a bit of a wrestling match. Like, it wasn't anything great. It wasn't anything super memorable, which is a terrible thing in my opinion. And like Mike alluded to, Drew McIntyre.
All right. So much like the women in WWE, they don't care about Drew McIntyre either. This guy, arguably doing some of the best work of his career, on the mic especially. Like, the sharpest I think Drew McIntyre has been. But like,
it hurts me, though, because you are 100% right. And Drew carried that company through the riskiest, the most difficult portion of their history they'll probably ever be, where there was no crowds, nothing to bounce off of anybody, wrestling in empty warehouses. And Drew McIntyre made that interesting.
That's right.
And now he's essentially the main event jobber.
The main event jobber. Yeah, great way to put that.
And that hurts because you think of a pro wrestler, you can't get much more of a pro wrestler than Drew McIntyre. He's got the height, the look, he's got the hair, asshole. And I mean, I'm not entirely sold on the Claymore, but I don't hate it because he's a big dude with a giant foot. But
agreed.
It's better than the Huluva kick.
Well, the Huluva kick's ass.
Yeah.
But,
so wrong.
You can't get more pro wrestler, especially for WWE, than Drew McIntyre. The fuck are they doing?
That's my question. So what is going wrong? What is it? Why is Drew McIntyre the whipping boy for the main event of WWE? Because that's all we've seen for 2-3 years. And sure, it led to great storylines and great matches. But if you look at the champions right now, it's Cody, who he's lost to numerous times. And then the other champion on the other show, CM Punk, which he had a like a year-long feud with and a huge blow-off match.
Go ahead, Tom.
And obviously they're not ready for Cody to drop the belt. And that's whatever that is. But then don't feed Drew to him. There is other people on the roster that could have taken a loss here where it wouldn't have hurt them. Whereas all anybody is saying now about Drew is, I really like Drew, but why are they beating him to death? Drew needs to either take some time off of TV and just kind of be gone away long enough to sort of get forgotten and then come back and start killing motherfuckers. Or I don't know what they need to do. And please don't turn in babyface, because I do not like babyface Drew McIntyre.
Scotty, go ahead. See, you have your hand up like child.
I just have 2 points. One, Drew McIntyre kind of got thrown in there because it was looking like he was in a feud with Jacob Fatu, and then his situation got Jacob pulled. Two, I feel like you almost could have had Drew beat Cody at WrestlePalooza and then Cody win the title back here, or have Drew win the title when Cody had to go away to do a movie and then have Cody win it back here.
But then
you got to give him a win somewhere.
Yeah. You're 100% right. But then you're flip flopping the WWE title around,
which they haven't done in years.
You are right there.
67 years.
And that's fine. But that one they want to save for the big rooms. Clearly. Like, you're putting that on a poster where you're going to sell lots and lots of tickets, right?
Yeah.
Like that I get why they're probably not doing it with that title. For Drew moving forward now, the only thing right now that I can think of that can get Drew in good graces is he wins the tournament.
Oh, the John Cena final.
Like, it's, we'll go into it. We're going to go into it later, but just remember listeners, that we're going to come back to the tournament after that. But this match, I think, lost all steam after the ref bump. 100%.
The ref bump was ass. Too,
yeah,
so
like,
that didn't help.
And then, like, everything just kind of, I think, fell apart. And these guys are both fucking capable. Oh. Like, I don't want to hear any arguments of, like, they're both talented. What the fuck happened? This seems to be a trend in WWE where I'm just like, you guys are way too good to have that be the results.
Yeah.
For how little you wrestle, says UK Tom.
For a match. For a match that had not one but two Cody cutters, and I believe a super cutter, this match should have been upwards of 9.9 on Cage Match for sure. You know, justified, this is awesome chance, all that fun shit, right? Could have been up there. But as soon as the match was over, I was like, meh, that was a match.
Yeah. I treated it like a Monday Night Raw.
A little bit. I treat it like a Finn Balor match. I know this guy's going to fucking lose. And I love you, Finn.
I don't, you fucking loser.
But that's exactly how it played out. It was a little frustrating. I wanted a touch more, and I would have loved if they would have shocked the world and put the title on Drew.
Even if
it was just for a fucking week or until Survivor Series. Till Survivor Series. You could have done it.
No.
But that's the thing now. Like, what the fuck's Cody going to do at Survivor Series? They can't heat somebody up quick enough to get him a decent program for Survivor Series. And what we're going to do, fucking Cody and Drew again?
Put him in the War Games match. Who knows? The
men's War Games on Raw. No, wait, no. The What the fuck are the Wyatts and the motherfucking Tongans doing then?
Who?
Yeah. And who? I don't know. I think we're getting some traditional Survivor Series style matches along with War Games matches, just the way things are lining up. But I'm curious. They've got to do everything they can to get as many stars on this card because it's in a baseball stadium. It's a big fucking stadium in San Diego. So
you're in a baseball stadium.
I wish I was in a baseball. Wait, did you just say I was big as a baseball stadium?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't say that because I'm bigger than you.
I was thinking it.
Prick.
We Saturday Night Main Event as well. We saw a great triple threat match between Dirty Dominic Mysterio, Penta, and Rusev. Rusev keeps showing out. Rusev is for a non-main event guy right now, might be one of the MVPs of like the last half of this year so far.
I do have a nitpick as much as I like this match, but it's potentially with triple threats, not necessarily the talent.
Okay, what do you got?
I hate the fact that somebody takes a move and then fucks off to the floor for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, no, do fun, creative shit with three of you. That's the whole point. Don't turn it into a rotating set of singles matches.
I love that nitpick. That is a great nitpick, and I agree.
But having said that, I may have to take back some of my criticisms of Rusev.
Here we go. Dialing it back.
The floor is yours, Tom. Yeah. Well, Mike, let's step out for a second.
Yeah. His work within... I stand by everything I said within the first 6 weeks of his return. Stand by that.
Shut up, bitch.
But his last... His last 2 months, he's clearly been showing up to work. And his matches with Dom and Penta have been very fun. And this triple threat was very enjoyable. And I'm loving, I don't know who's coming up with these new ways to do the Eddie Guerrero stuff and all of the twists on that. But it's fantastic.
He needed a program. I will agree, Tom. I like Rusev. I think he's got a great look. I love the character. Rusev Day shirts could be back on sale. I'm all in. But it clearly showed like Rusev needed a program, like a structured program to really show out.
Yeah.
And it's really working here because you're right. This is the most fun match of the night. Also, Dirty Dom is the best booked wrestler in WWE.
He's fantastic. Really?
He is heads down like... They're booking him 100% correctly. He is entertaining as all hell. You don't want this to end. You don't want him to lose any titles. This is so fun. I'm so high. Well, I guess this pod has been pro Dominic Mysterio for a long time. I feel like it's only getting better. So, like, I'm not sick of any of this happening. I'm like, man, I'm okay with this running for a while.
A 2026 prediction from me is that he is our 2026 Mr. Money in the Bank.
It's Ooh, at that call. Point, yeah, it's an excellent call.
And realistically, looking back when he first started and he had that, like his first match with Seth Rollins and then it all went where it went, would any of us ever imagine that he would be this over, this good in the ring, this good on the mic?
No.
And I mean, the guy has worked his ass off to improve and the gimmick is great. And I tweeted it out yesterday and I know we're going to talk about Raw, but anytime him and Ray interact on TV, it's fucking TV gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Father, son, like that kind of built in storyline is always well.
Also, I'm now convinced that Rey Mysterio is a robot. I don't think he's human anymore. Like, there's no way he should still look and move that good.
Stem cells, baby.
Yeah.
Well, even just on Raw with their interaction with Ray coming back, talking to Dominic, Ray giving him the gears, saying you'll never be as good as myself or these other luchadors or Eddie Guerrero. And then Dom says, don't you dare say that about my father.
Yeah. I fucking died. Yeah. Huge I died.
Pop. Huge pop. It's fantastic. It's great work. I honestly truly think in a completely different realm, this is MJF level of heel work for a WWE heel.
Yeah.
to be loved and respected, but still actually get the boos from the masses.
Great comparison.
You know that one of the things I love most about Dom Mysterio, and you're going to roll your eyes at me like you always do when I say this word, but when he does, like, even when he was on Chris Van Vliet or whatever the fuck his name is, he stayed true to kayfabe. And I like that. I can't let it go, and I never will. I never will. It's never going to happen.
Oh, I mean, the guy doesn't need any more points, right? Like, mm-hmm. what he's doing on television and in the ring is just, it's so fucking impressive.
Well,
don't fuck it up, WWE.
Don't fuck it up. One more, maybe tiny little point that myself, I shouldn't even say. I'm a hypocrite for saying it. I'm going to say it anyway. Maybe hit the gym.
Jesus Christ.
little, you know, dangly arms. Maybe put on some definition.
Just saying. You know, I think that's part of the reason that he works.
Oh, I agree. But so when that baby face turn comes,
and go and eat some more chicken fingers.
When that baby face turn comes, just, you know, I'm sure Monday Night Mike's gym plan might help him out a little bit. You know, man, arms and back one day.
I mean, legs. you can feel that punishment like I do. I mean, it really works as the heel.
Yeah.
Never going to sit here and tell a wrestler to go fucking work out. Nor should Scotty via. Scotty, can you edit in the Fat Albert theme song right here when we refer to your name? Fuck you. But I mean, high praise for all of the guys in that match. It was really great. And I mean, the most like rewarding part of Saturday Night Raw.
I actually wish that they'd taken a couple of minutes off of Jade and Tiffany and given a couple of extra minutes.
Yeah, because that thing really stretched the time.
I don't think a squash like that needed to be 5 minutes. I think it would have been just as impactful if they'd done it in 2.5.
I think that would have helped.
We're in it now.
Yeah, I think that would have helped even more of the Jade heel turn as well. Attack that knee, go hard on that knee. Hit a couple power bombs, the finisher, and it's over and done. I do agree there, Tom.
Those power bombs look great.
I will say, Tom has been correct with chemistry about like Jade and Tiffy. Tiffy's ability in ring, I guess, overall.
Yeah, it's not great.
Because even in this, it wasn't great. Obviously, we talked last week that, I mean, my concern is moving Jade forward, but the squash happened. It did make Jade look very strong. It made Jade look like a real badass heel. There's no doubt about it. But at the cost of like maybe Jade being irrelevant in a year's time.
How old is Jade? Does anybody know?
30s, I think.
Because
around 35.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I thought she was about 35. And if she is, maybe her being irrelevant in a year is fine by her.
Yeah. 33.
Oh, okay. a bit younger than I thought. But
it's weird because, like, I think Jade as a heel is great. Like, I think this makes sense. I also think that the Mania match is Rhea Jade. I do.
This year?
Yeah, into this Mania. I think so, for sure.
I still think it's Jade and Bianca.
Yeah, it's a great call. Either way, both those names.
I like both matches.
I think both those names also just, you're working up for the WrestleMania bad guy to get beat at WrestleMania. And then at that point, right. Like, I don't think the run is going to be interesting enough for who they're going to wrestle in between. Especially if they're going the WWE route of you never wrestle. So your programs are short, especially in the women's division where there is just no time to be given. That's my concern because I think Jade has got an incredible look. It definitely has gotten better in ring. I don't think as good as others on the roster in terms of in-ring talent, but much more improved.
But to be fair to Jade, she's nowhere near as good as some of the others in the division. But there's not many people in the division that look like Jade.
That's right. But it also made me think you can run back Tiffy getting the title back because I think Tiffany Stratton's going to be off TV for some time.
I hope so. I think she needs to disappear for. Usually, I'm not a fan of people disappearing after they lose a belt, but I think for Tiffany, it would benefit her.
I think the return coming out and then a beat down to Jade, like to run it back to get the title, right? Like fresh eyes on. I think they see something in Tiffany Stratton moving forward. Yeah. Like I think WWE is very high in that camp.
And the thing that interests me with Jade Cargill especially is the matches we haven't got from her yet. Mm-hmm. So Jade and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Which either is going to be one of the best car wrecks we ever see, or it's going to be a damn good match. And there's going to be no middle ground. Jade and Bianca, Jade and Rhea, like we mentioned. Yeah. Jade and Io Sky. Like Jade would be able to launch Io around that ring and it would be very good. And so I think there are some people around that could be very interesting.
But
I was just going to say she needs people around that can help her.
Yes.
And elevate her. She has improved so much over the last year, but she's been working a little bit more regularly. But I don't think she's a ring general. And I know I shouldn't be saying that because I'm not a wrestler, but just. This is what fandom is now, so fuck it. So I want women in there that can lead her to a great match. And we've seen some women do that already, but now that she's on her own, there's outside of Charlotte Flair on SmackDown, because Jade is a SmackDown wrestler, there's not a lot of women there that are the same stature as Jade and can lead that match. From what we've read before, it sounds like Nia Jax is becoming quite the ring general and helping women through matches in those matches when it's with some talent that's not as advanced. And being in there with Nia could help, but you can't rush her to Charlotte. She's going to be in the ring with a lot of younger, smaller wrestlers.
WWE is that's one piece of the pie, and it's not as important as the story that gets you there. That's more my concern of the Jade Cargill heel. Is the stories that are going to move Jade forward. Like, I think, Tom, you're probably right on the money with Bianca. That story already has stuff there. WWE likes to lean back into anything they have before to use. And there is kind of pre-built story there for a WrestleMania. I think the better poster match is Rhea and Jade.
The reason I'm so convinced about Jade and Bianca is A, like you said, there's history. And B, will you remember how much coverage Bianca and Sasha main eventing WrestleMania got them? Mm. Bianca and Jade, I think, would main event, and I think it would get them even more coverage.
I mean, I agree. I think the story is there, and I think that's the most important part between Bianca and Jade. And then a year after that, you've got Naomi hopefully coming back too, who was also within that storyline.
Oh, I already forgot about her.
Yeah. You know, and
it's so just that easy too. Yeah. Women on WWE television, come on, dude.
But I don't like, and it seems to be this new way of booking as well, is this hurry up and wait storyline booking in WWE right now. And if it's frustrating beyond end, because I feel like we haven't seen Rhea Ripley or Io Sky for weeks.
Yeah. Well, Rhea had her face caved in, so.
I'm just like, let's just get our stars back on TV. But Jade is your new women's WWE champion. We're going to get to CM Punk really quick here. He is your new world heavyweight champion over on Monday Night Raw, beating Jey Uso. The match was what it was. It was a very old school, you know, slow start, couple false finishes, some bigger false finishes. It was a very old school wrestling match. And I don't hate that, but it didn't give us a lot to pop for, if I'm being honest.
Worst spear is becoming a category for the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast Awards. CM Punk spear quickly nominated.
It was so bad. It was awful.
It was so bad.
Best part of the match for me, CM Punk getting mad and fucking thunder kicking Jey Uso in the back of the head. That was quite entertaining. Awful match. Slow start, slow middle, slow end.
Video game finish.
Yeah, and I hate the GTS, land on the knees, land on the shoulders, GTS, stop fucking doing it.
That should be a once a year, maybe once every 2 years kind of desperation type situation.
WrestleMania.
So,
or the end of the Rumble.
I don't, in this situation, I kind of don't mind it because it was a world championship match
that had been awful.
But we also saw it, I think, 2 months earlier with Gunther, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what happens here because I don't know how this world championship title run is going to look between now and Mania. Yeah. But I'm very, very curious. I'm curious if they're going to elevate a guy like Bron Breakker to that main event spot, or if it's a bit of a holding pattern to see, just see who wins the Rumble and then we go from there. I want to see some good matches. I want to see some good title matches. And he laid the groundwork for like open challenges on Raw this week. So let's see what happens. But
so there was a very good promo that opened Monday Night Raw, but you and I, Scotty, had differences of opinion at the beginning of this promo.
Which isn't rare.
Definitely not a shocker.
Yeah. No, it's not rare, but I hated this promo to begin with when CM Punk's out there thanking people. Like, fuck you. You did it. You won the world title. Don't thank anybody. Why you thank Jey Uso? Kick him in the head harder. But by the end of the promo, I loved it. It was fantastic.
So my stance was CM Punk is a pretty clear babyface. So he's going to be thanking the fans for the support. He's going to be thanking his opponent because Jey Uso is kind of like the pseudo heel right now, or babyface right now too. Thank him for a good fight. And it's just getting him over more as a babyface. So I was baffled that you're like, don't do this. Don't do this. If he was CM like an MJF, Punk,
he's the renegade.
Yeah, but
Renegade
he's
Punk not anymore. Like, he's not.
He's like not anymore. 7 years he's old, not. And he's more humble guy. So that's just what it is, right? So I like that part. Once the Vision guys or Logan Paul came out, then the wheels came off this fucking promo. They got back in the end, but holy shit!
I was okay with the wheels coming off because the segment's fucking a half hour. I like
that's 20 minutes too longer than you usually watch,
right? But like, it's a 30-minute segment, and it's good because I think you're trying to get story going. It's the beginning of your wrestling show. Like, what's your champion gonna do? Logan coming out, I was just like, I don't hate this.
Me neither. I was like,
I don't hate it.
Yep. We're all on the same page here.
So that stuff was cool. I mean, obviously the Vision's going to be involved. I am losing so much interest in the Vision, period. Like, at some point, let's just get Bron Breakker away again. And if you're going to push him to be a star, it's not with the Vision. We all know it. That's how that story ends, is getting him away from the Vision. They can't book it like he's a tribal chief like Roman. He needs to be on his own, and he needs to be that kind of baby face if he's going to get over.
And
I think the Vision, this Vision stuff, the longer it goes, will probably hurt Bron Breakker instead of help him.
I think you're right. But what was quite interesting on Raw is the talk and the starting to reveal the people in the John Cena tournament.
Man.
Yeah.
When they first announced the tournament on Saturday Night's Main Event, I was like, really? That's how we're going to do this? And now I'm like, actually, no, I quite like it. Who do we think is going to win? Should we throw out some picks without even knowing who's in the tournament?
Yes, I have my pick already, and I've had it since that the promo aired on Saturday Night Main Event.
Who you got?
I got Joe Hendry.
To win the tournament?
Yep. Wow. What a wild pick that I'm not even like kind of mad at or thinking you're a fucking moron for picking it. Wow, Scotty.
He said in the promo, maybe even some people that don't work here. And
that's
Joe
to
Hendry,
allude to Edge.
Edge doesn't work for this company.
Nobody works for, neither does Joe Hendry.
Yeah, but there's a working relationship with WWE and TNA.
It was to
Joe
allude
Hendry's
to
been on
Ed.
NXT
what about
more than
Jericho, Scotty? What about Jericho?
I'd love to see it. My pick is Joe Hendry. I just have a feeling.
I think that's a fun as fuck.
So do I. I wasn't expecting that.
A baby face ain't beating John.
My pick is Dominic Mysterio. John Cena wins the Intercontinental title, so he retires with the Grand Slam.
You should have said Joe Hendry as well. That's a dumb pick.
I believe in Dom.
I going back to the beginning of the show, for those who stuck with us, thank you.
Hello.
Yeah.
Looking better on your pricks.
I think I'd be stoked to see Drew McIntyre beat John Cena.
I would also like that.
I still think the answer is Gunther.
I would. That's my most realistic answer.
I think
Gunther should win.
John is going to lay down to the big bad.
I don't know what the right word is, but my concern is during that promo announcing the tournament, John Cena made it very clear he wants a young and up and coming person.
So Brock Lesnar is going to come out and then Donald finally beat Brock Lesnar.
Which is why I went with Dominic Mysterio, because Joe Hendry is in his late 30s. Gunther is in his late 30s.
Sheamus is in the fucking tournament. What are we talking
Sheamus
about?
Sheamus is 40. Rusev is over 30. Yeah. Shinsuke's
See,
like
and that's where I'm very much like, it's got to be someone from NXT or
Oba Femi.
Oba Femi's a great call.
That is a great pick. It is.
I'm still going with Dom, though.
That's an awful pick.
It's a 16-man tournament. We've got the two matches from SmackDown or from Raw already.
Yeah.
Right? It's Sheamus versus somebody and
Sheamus and Shinsuke. Fuck, stop my fucking toe on the fucking table. Motherfucking shit, fuck.
Yeah.
Ah, you mother.
Nice.
Ow.
Running out of time here, so we're just going to let Tom suffer in silence.
Yeah. There are matches on Raw.
It was karma for that Dominic Mysterio pick, by the way.
Do we just end the show there?
No. Now that Scotty said Joe Hendry, I'm thinking about the reaction you get when Joe Hendry wins. And like, it's the most WWE thing possible.
Could be Vikingo. My tricks are just getting worse.
Yeah, it's just, I mean.
But someone from AAA would be awesome.
Mr. Iguana! There we go.
Should have ended the show.
guys, let us know your picks, your thoughts on who could be in the John Cena Handjob Invitational, as well as who might be in the end.
Fuck off. John you love Cena. A tournament, you bitch.
I love a tournament, but not this is unnecessary.
It's Mr. Iguana.
But let us know your thoughts. Hit us up on the pods at In My House Pod. Make sure you follow, subscribe, like, share, all that fun stuff. Guys, this has been a fun one. We jammed a lot into this one.
And, that's what she said.
Bye. Dick Cream!
Mr. Iguana. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. It's my house. Yowie wowie.